Well, today we've been making cheese all day, Chris. In fact, I think you got here at 9 o'clock and it's now past 4 o'clock and we've been making cheese to the point where I joked I'm cheesed off.
I'm not entirely surprised because, to be honest, so am I.
But it's a prep day ready for the course that you're going to be running here. And I think we've got it cracked. Do you think we're ready for people to come make cheese here?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we can put on a decent performance. I mean, we'll still learn as we're going on with different batches of milk and stuff, but yeah, I think we're fine.
When you're making cheese, if you were talking to somebody for the first time about making cheese who'd never made cheese before, what are the basic principles of making cheese?
You need to have a milk which you can separate out the protein, and there's a number of ways you can do that. But the majority of cheeses that we recognise are done by having warm milk, using a starter bacteria to produce acid during the manufacture, and using rennet to coagulate the milk so that we can produce a curd we can handle and make into the different types.
It sounds very simple when you put it that way, but in actual fact, it's not really that simple a process because it's quite scientific. I've noticed that we've had to look at the temperature of everything. I've also noticed that everything has to be almost more sterile than a hospital environment. But it really, you don't really always know what's going to turn out because all the milk's different, isn't it?
Absolutely. You haven't got any idea at all until it actually happens.
So for somebody who is making cheese for the first time, what would be your top tip, your top advice for them, apart from, of course, come on this course? What would be your top tip?
Hygiene. Keep things clean. Particularly, you forget that you're probably used to having a wee bit of dust and stuff around. The cheese will not forgive you if you get that. Depends on the cheese again. You're making something you make now and eat today, then not so much of a problem. But making something that is going to take you 3-4 months, whatever it is, to mature, considerable problem.
Yeah, you don't want to invest that much time into a cheese that you're then going to find is actually ruined.
Quite. And you won't know it's ruined until well into the maturation.
What happens to a ruined cheese?
Well, that depends on the cheese. That's a bit like how long's a bit of string. It goes off.
Just tastes revolting.
Potentially.
Cool. And, of course, you can find that different milks have different tastes as well, and also the environment that you're in also affects the way that the cheese ripens. But in essence, you have to keep the cheese warm afterwards for the starter to work, a little bit like a sourdough.
During the manufacture of the cheese, and the manufacture of most cheeses will take more round about 24 hours, then you have to keep the thing warm. Then it's when are you coming to maturing the cheese, then you need to keep it cooler, not fridge cold necessarily, but slightly higher than that, but colder than ambient most of the time.
That's fantastic. Can I ask a question? Well, obviously, I think making my own cheese is magical, but why do people like to make their own cheese? What's different about your own homemade or an artisan cheese to something, say, that you can buy in the local supermarket?
Virtually every cheese that you make will be slightly different. You will follow potentially the same recipe and end up with different things every time. Now, if you're making for sale, you can't afford to do that. You've got to produce something that's more or less the same all the time, even if you're an artisan. You can get away with more variation with artisan than you can if you're in a full-scale commercial. But in the household, well, if it goes wrong but it tastes all right, then that's fine.
Actually, you know what? Today, I think that was a fantastic example because I couldn't get hold of the goat's milk I wanted. And we've ended up making a lemon buffalo cheese that is Cabucu style. And I'm thrilled with it. So I think that's very... a good point illustrated.
Exactly.
So we're starting the courses. I think we're going to be putting, to begin with, 4 courses on. We've got the first one this coming 2nd of July. I'm really looking forward to anybody who is coming because Chris here has been making cheese for 45 years.
Close.